Good evening. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM, live from the Rosen Dorn Center as the Dort College Defenders and Morningside Mustangs get set to renew their Great Plains Athletic Conference women's and men's basketball rivalries tonight. The Dort College Defender women come into tonight's contest 4-4 overall, 1-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, trying to bounce back from a buzzer beater loss to the Midland Warriors on Saturday, while the Morningside Mustangs rolling along, number one in the country, defending national champs. They come into tonight's contest 7-0 overall, 2-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll be back with a look at tonight's matchup between these two teams right after this. Morningside women 7-0 and 2-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're averaging 85.3 points per game. They allow 59.3 points per contest. They're allowing teams to convert 39.2% of their field goals. They make 48.9% of the field goals that they try. The Mustangs have made 50 of 153 from the three-point line and out-rebound teams on average 38 to 31.7. Jessica Teets averages a team-high 14.1 points per game to lead the Mustangs. Also the leading rebound over the 5.9 average. Team Ackerman puts in 13.4 points per game, and Taylor Bahansky is good for 10.3 points per game. Madison Braun is scoring 8.7 points per game, and Jordan Wallenberg has tossed in 7 points per game, but has played in only 4 games this season. Ackerman averages just over 5 assists per game and 3 steals per contest for the Mustangs. For the Dort women, they're 4-4 this season, 1-1 in the conference. Defenders are averaging 74.5 points per game, allow 69.8 points per game. They hold a 44.6 to 42.4 rebounding per game average, and they convert 40% of the field goals they attempt. The defenders have committed just under 20 turnovers per game, while opponents have been forced into 14 per outing. The defenders have offset that difference with 194 free throws attempted to 178 by opponents. Dort College has made 69% of those three free throw attempts. Alyssa Palma leads the defenders with a 14.8 points per game average to go with 4.3 rebounds and 2.5 assists per game. Palma's making 50% of her field goal attempts. Paige Angbers is converting 11.6 points per game with 4.4 rebounds. Angbers is making 42.4% of her three-point shots. Kim Cruz completes the double-digit scores with a 10.8 average, and she leads the team with 3.5 assists per game. Michael Hulse leads the team with a 10.9 rebounds per game average, and she scores 9.6 points per game. Cassidy Braidvoet is good for 8.4 points per game, and she takes in 7.4 rebounds. Abby Chapman and Robin Blunt average 8.0 and 6.8 points per game, respectively. Back with a look at the starting lineups for today's contest right after
this. The Dort College.
Probable starting lineups for tonight's contest look like this. First of all, for the home team, the Morningside Mustangs and coach Jamie Sale. They will start number two, Lexi Ackerman, a 5'2 junior from Rock Rapids, Iowa, averaging 13.4 points per game. Taylor Bahansky averages 10.3 points per game. She's a 5'9 junior from Omaha, Nebraska. 14, Madison Braun, 5'8 sophomore from Bellevue, Nebraska, averaging 8.7 points per game. Katitz wears number 21. She's the leading scorer. She's a 6'2 senior from Bancroft, Nebraska. Number 23 is Lauren Lemkuhl, a 6-foot sophomore from Wakefield, Nebraska, averaging 5 points per game. For the defenders, it'll be number 4, Kim Cruz, a 5'7 junior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 10.8 points per game. Alyssa Palamas, a 5'7 sophomore from Rock Valley, averaging 14.8 points per outing. Number 22 is Abby Chapman. She's a 5'9 senior from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 8 points per game. Number 32 will be Micah Hulst, a 6'3 senior from Byron Center, Michigan, averaging 9.6 points per outing. And number 35 for the Dort College defenders is Cassidy Braidvoet. She's a 6-foot sophomore from Caledonia, Michigan, averaging 8.4 points per game. Off the bench, we anticipate seeing Robin Blunt, Paige Angbers, and Shade Yeager for the Dort College defenders. Predominantly, those three players will get the majority of the minutes for Dort College as reserves. For the Morningside Mustangs, Jordan Wallenbergs is a 5'10 senior from Gretna, Nebraska. Comes off of the bench for 7 points per game. Brandon Ty is a 5'6 sophomore from Dakota City, averaging 6.4 points per game. Rachel Hausch is a 5'11 sophomore from Missouri Valley, averaging 6 points per game. And Allison Bachman is a 5'9 senior from Fremont, Nebraska, averaging 6.4 points per game. Some of the other games going on at the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight include Briarcliff at Northwestern. All of these are men's and women's doubleheaders as we head towards the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Midland is at Nebraska Wesleyan. Concordia is at Doan. Mount Marty is at Dakota Wesleyan. And in a women's game only, the College of St. Mary is facing the Hastings College Broncos. For the Dort College women, they'll have a couple of days off. They resume play with a couple of exhibition contests. They will be playing on Saturday in Sioux Falls against Augustana in an exhibition contest, and then follow that up with a Monday afternoon slash evening contest in Aberdeen, South Dakota against Northern State Saturday, on Monday, November the 30th. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. One other note, the Morningside Mustangs come into today's contest riding a 32-game regular season conference winning streak. Last time they had a 39-game winning streak. The Dort College Defenders ended that run. We will see if the Dort College Defenders are able to do that on the road here this evening against the Morningside Mustangs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Benigland-Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000 and by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Grandville, Albert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Back with the opening tip of today's contest, the women's game, right after this. We're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Madison Braun with the basketball as we open up play. First quarter of action here in women's basketball. Pass to Bahansky. Bahansky gives it up to Ackerman. Ackerman with the basketball. Left side pass over to Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl over the ball. They toss it down low to Teets. Reversal outside Ackerman. Thought about stepping into the three. Instead drives the lane. Has it swatted away, and it's picked off by Abby Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman gives it up to Paloma. Paloma out front. Looks like Morningside is in a zone defense. Flattens out into a 2-3 after the first pass. Goes over to Alyssa Paloma. Paloma fires it out front for Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman in between the circles. 12 to shoot. Now Paloma. Paloma at the free throw line, taking the waters. Cruz. Cruz with it on the right wing. 7 to shoot. Now 6-5. Guarded there by Bahansky. Picks up her dribble. Gets it over to Micah Hulst. Hulst forced to jump. Force up a 15-footer. A little out of her range there. And the Morningside Mustangs gather in the rebound. Coming up with the basketball, Lauren Lemkuhl on the right side. Comes to Bahansky. Bahansky left side to Ackerman. Ackerman's pass inside to Teets, and a foul called from behind on Micah Hulst. That's foul number one on her. Well, that is not what you want to see if you're a Dort College fan, simply because Micah Hulst, such a critical part of the Dort College defense, the backside of that defense where she can swat away shots, picks up her first personal foul. Let's see if Morningside goes right back to Teets inside, guarded there by Hulst. Comes back outside on the left wing. They get it down low to Teets. Help defense by Cruz. Cruz picks it off in the corner. Comes back over to Paloma. Paloma up the floor with it. She goes right side over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball on the right wing. Forces it down low, intended for Hulst. It's taken away by Teets. Teets gives it up to Ackerman. Ackerman up the floor with it. Ackerman right side, Bahansky. Bahansky will let fly with the three from the right wing. It's good. Taylor Bahansky with the three-point bucket, and Morningside takes the lid off of the pail. 3-0. 3-0 our score. With it on the right side is Chapman. Chapman gives it over to Paloma. Paloma to Cruz. Cruz picks up her dribble, looking for someone to pass to. Gets it up front to Chapman. Dort College has yet to have a good possession offensively. Pass goes to Paloma. Paloma with it right side, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Bahansky. That's going to be foul number one on her. Bahansky, a 5'9 junior from Omaha, Nebraska. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. They get it in. Fresh 30 to work with for the defenders. 7:58 left to play in the first quarter. Out front with it is Hulst. Hulst goes over to Chapman. Chapman on the right wing. Into the corner goes to Cruz. Cruz, reversal. Left side, Paloma. Paloma down to the baseline. Spin move. Puts up the floater. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Bahansky off the deflection. Here comes Bahansky on the left side. Bahansky to Ackerman. Ackerman right side to Braun. Braun. Back to Bahansky. Bahansky floater in the lane, and it's swatted away by Micah Hulst. Hulst swats it away. Hulst gets the rebound. She gives it off to Paloma. Paloma with the basketball right side. Paloma passes cross-court over to Cruz. Cruz to Vreedvoet. Vreedvoet puts it up against Teets. Shot no good. Rebound cleared out by Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl to Ackerman. Ackerman with the basketball. Ackerman will drive in with the right hand, lays it up. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled on the play. And I believe the foul is going to go on number 22, Abby Chapman. Chapman whistled for her first personal. And that is team foul number one on the defenders. Beg your pardon, team foul number two on the defenders. Remember, new women's basketball rules. We are back to tabulating the fouls by the quarter. Harkening back to the old high school days. And five fouls, you get to the double bonus. Obviously, the shooting free throw here for Lexi Ackerman, so she's shooting a pair. First one is up and down. Another one on the way for Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman makes them both. And the Dort College defenders trail 5-0, nearly 3 minutes into this contest. Full court pressure applied by Morningside. Steal on the other end. Layup no good by Braun. Rebound taken away by Paloma. Paloma gives it off to Cruz. Cruz driving in. Crossover. Throws it up with the left hand. Too strong off of the heel. No good. Rebound cleared out by Braun. Up the floor with it. They go over to Teets. Teets down underneath. Teets with the left hand. Good. Jessica Teets with a two-point basket. And Morningside has opened up a 7-0 lead. Paloma testing the water. She drives all the way coast to coast, and Alyssa Paloma lays it up and down. Dort College on the board, trailing 7-2. 6:27 remaining. Off and running. Morningside layup by Teets. Good. Jessica Teets with 4 first quarter points, and Morningside leads it 9-2. 9-2 our score. Pass goes right over to Chapman. Chapman feeds it into Cruz. Cruz outside Braidvoet. Braidvoet into the lane. Braidvoet gives it up to Chapman. Chapman layup with the left hand. Good. Abby Chapman with a two-point basket as she drives the left side of the lane and lays it up for the easy two-point basket. Dort College leading, trailing 9-4. 9-4 our score. Pass goes over to Ackerman. Ackerman hesitates. She'll drive in. Forces it up. No good. Rebound taken by Paloma, but a foul on the play called on Alyssa Paloma. Paloma whistled for the personal. That's her first. Angbers is in. Chapman is out. Inbounding the basketball will be Ackerman. Ackerman gives it up to Braun. Braun with it. Braun gives it up to Ackerman. Ackerman at the top of the key. Ackerman goes right side to Behensky. Behensky left side to Braun. Braun right side to Wallenberg. Jordan Wallenberg just checked into the ballgame. Her three, no good. Actually, that three by Behensky, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Dump it underneath Braidvoet. Braidvoet layup good. Cassidy Braidvoet with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders back to within three, trailing 9-6. 9-6 our score. Pass goes down low for Teets. Teets layup good. Shady Yeager charged with trying to slow Jessica Teets down. Teets with 6 points already, nearly halfway to her 14.3 points per ballgame average. With a basketball, picking up her dribble is Braidvoet. Braidvoet goes back over to Angbers. Angbers out front. Goes right side to Cruz. Cruz looking underneath. Gets it to Angbers. Angbers layup too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared out by the Morningside Mustangs. Jordan Wallenberg goes right side to Behensky. Behensky at the free throw line. Behensky kick out pass. And the three-pointer is up and down for Madison Braun. Braun with the three-point bucket. And that's 5 in a row now by the Morningside Mustangs. 4:25 and counting here in the first quarter. Pass goes right side over to Angbers. Angbers tries to feed it down low. It's tipped and taken away by Teets. Now it's down on the ground. And it's loose. Picked up by Morningside. Long pass over the top with the basketball loose is Braun. Braun's shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Shea DeAger. DeAger with the basketball. DeAger goes left side over to Cruz. Cruz has Braidvoet on and underneath. Instead, she puts it on the deck. And she is fouled on the play by Jordan Wallenberg. Wallenberg whistled for her first personal foul. To 6, Dort College trailing by 8. Checking into the ballgame is Robin Blunt. Cassidy Braidvoet will check out of the game. Also in the game is Kenzie Bausma. Cruz throws it into Blunt. Blunt with it on the left wing. Puts it on the dribble. Puts it on the floor hard to the basket. Lays it up. Fouled on the play. Shot won't go. But the foul's called on Morningside. And that's going to go on Audra Corbett. Free throws on the way for Robin Blunt. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Blunt makes the first free throw. She's got another one on the way. That ends the run of 5 points in a row by Morningside. Second free throw by Blunt, in and out, no good. Rebound cleared out by the Morningside Mustangs. Neither team has used a timeout yet here in the early going. We're about 6.5 minutes into the first quarter. Layup with the right hand, driving in was Ackerman. Ackerman got loose, and Ackerman with a two-point basket. Lexi Ackerman with 4 points, and the defenders trail at 16-7. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the basketball, out of bounds on the sideline. And inbounding will be Bausma. Bausma gets it in to Cruz. Cruz passes left side over to Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt to Bausma. Bausma ducks underneath, lays it up with the right hand. Good. Got the ball at the free throw line. Did Bausma puts it on the deck once. And takes it up strong. The freshman from Sheldon, late addition to the team because of her involvement with soccer. Pass goes middle of the lane to Corbett. Corbett with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders trail it 18-9. So right now it's a two-for-one deal. Dort College scoring, but not scoring at the rate that the Morningside Mustangs are. Pass goes underneath to DeJager. DeJager fadeaway off the glass, no good. Rebound cleared out by Wallenberg. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Ackerman. Ackerman goes right side. They look down low for Corbett. Instead go over to Wallenberg. Wallenberg throws it away. Allison Bachman looked like she was going to cut out on the wing. Instead headed towards the hoop, and the ball was thrown behind her. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Angbers. Paige Angbers gets it in to Palama. Palama left side. Bausma. Bausma sizes up three. Lets it fly. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Allison Bachman. Bachman up the right sideline with it into the corner to Wallenberg. Wallenberg three is good. Jordan Wallenberg with the three-point basket, and the Mustangs lead it 21-9. 21-9 our score. Morningside in front, now a turnover. The pass was thrown behind Robin Blunt, unable to corral it. Dort College coming back the other way. Shot by Bausma, no good. But she's fouled on the play, and Bausma will go to the free throw line. And she will shoot two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Kenzie Bausma wears number three. First free throw by Bausma off the mark, no good. She's a freshman from Sheldon, prepped at Western. Part of some state championship teams there. Bausma has averaged 7 minutes of play so far this season, 1.5 points per game average. She missed the first free throw. She makes the second. She has 3 points. And the defenders trail it 21-10. 2:10 remaining in the first quarter. Morningside basketball on the left side. They dump it down low for Wallenberg. Wallenberg now posting up. Her shot no good. Rebound corralled by Hulst. Micah Hulst comes away with a basketball. Micah Hulst into the corner. Angbers. Angbers three. Left it short. No good. Rebound cleared by Wallenberg. Coming back the other way. Morningside with the basketball. Pass goes right side. They dump it down low for Wallenberg. Dort College brings the double team. They kick out pass. Opposite wing is up and good. Brandon Ty with a three-point bucket, and the Morningside Mustangs out to a 24-10 lead with 1:30 remaining in this first quarter. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trailing 24-10, 1:30 left to go in the first quarter. Pass comes in to Angbers. Angbers gives it off to Palama. Palama with the basketball in the backcourt. Palama feeds it over to Angbers. Angbers across the timeline, intended for Hulst. It's taken away. Morningside forces a turnover with the full-court pressure defense. Bachman passes left side, three on the way for Ty, misses everything, no good, but the rebound is deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Chapman. It will be Morningside basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunewig is a broker. Kickout pass, three on the way, is in and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Bausma. Kenzie Bausma clears it out over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim brings it up on the right sideline. Passes into the middle of the lane to Vredvoad. Vredvoad with the drive. Her layup is good. Middle of the lane seems to be open for the Dort College defenders if they can get the ball there. Morningside trying to keep it going at a breakneck pace. Rebound corralled by Holst. Holst gets it away to Palama. Palama up the floor over to Bausma. Bausma with the left side to Palama. Palama free throw line to Vredvoad. Kick out Cruz. Cruz, Palama, left side Bausma. Bausma, two players drawn to her. Tries to penetrate. Nothing there. Out front, Vredvoad, 14 to shoot. Pass goes right side back to Palama. Palama on the wing. Reverses Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Kick out pass to Holst. Holst, 12-footer, too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Bachman. Bachman with the basketball. Bachman gives it off to Hausch. Hausch looking for Bachman. Instead passes it back over to Hausch. Hausch right side to Augustine. Augustine to Wollenberg. Wollenberg puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. 1 second left, and now a reach-in foul called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on the Dort College defenders and Kenzie Bausman. That'll result in no free throws. That is just foul number four on the defenders in this quarter. And they're going to reset the clock. It appears to me there will be 0.7 seconds remaining. And Dort College will guard the inbounds pass with Micah Hulse. So you put your tallest player on the inbounder. 0.7 seconds for Morningside to work with. Three stacked on the right elbow, one on the left elbow. The inbounder is Brendan Ty. Ty looking to throw in. Ty gets it in. We've got a 5 seconds call on the Morningside Mustangs, and now Dort College will inbound the basketball. Simply try to get it in and run out the clock. 0.7 seconds remaining. Vredvoad gets it in to Cruz, and that's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Morningside 24, Dort College 12. Back with the second quarter of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Second quarter of action just underway. Dort College on defense as Morningside has possession of it. Morningside will be inbounding. Lexi Ackerman to trigger it. Ackerman gets it in on the left wing to Madison Braun. They work it around right side back over to Bahansky. Bahansky out front. Ackerman. Ackerman three. Rattles it. No good. Rebound taken away by Palama. Pass ahead to Bausma. Bausma with the left and right hand from the left side. It's good. Well, Kenzie Bausma not scared here in the opening moments of this contest against the Morningside Mustangs, taking it to the hoop. Wide open, and that's how she likes to play. Pretty aggressive going at the hoop. 24-14, Dort College down 10. Inbounding the basketball, they get it into Teets. Teets, right side it goes to Braun. Braun to Ackerman, 10 to shoot for Morningside. Braun looking down low, instead comes back to Bahansky. Bahansky, three is good. Taylor Bahansky with her second three today. She's got six, and the Morningside lead is 27-14. Morningside in front comfortably early. Dort College has to chip away and start getting some defensive stops. That's been tough to do so far. Pass goes right side. With it underneath is Holst. Holst finishes down low. And the defenders trail 27-16. Michael Holst with her first field goal of the evening. Three-pointer answering back is up and through. And Madison Braun has her second triple. For Morningside, they've got 6 3-point baskets made already tonight. And it's a 14-point cushion for the Mustangs. Pass goes underneath to Holst. And right now, Dort College trading twos for threes. They're giving up threes on the one end. They're getting twos back on the other end. Micah Hulse now with a pair of baskets. Pass goes down low. Now they kick it back out front. Top of the key, Madison Braun. Braun to Teets. Teets shot blocked by Hulse, but there for the rebound of the putback is Bahansky. Taylor Bahansky with 8 points, and the Morningside lead is 32-18. Dort College has used one timeout already. 7:49 left to go in the first half. Dort College down 32-18. Cruz passes down low to Holst. Holst muscles it up and good. Michael Holst with another two. Dort College trailing 32-20. Neither team stopping the other on defense. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Morningside. Back with more in a moment. 7:38 left to go in the first half. Dort College trailing Morningside 32-30. Has not been the offensive end that's been a challenge for Dort College. It's been the defensive end. They haven't been able to string much together. Michael Holst with a rebound, passes it over to Robin Blunt after the missed shot. Robin Blunt passes right side Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Cruz, Bausma. Bausma with it on the wing. Bausma out front with the basketball. Picks it up, gets it over to Robin Blunt. Passes cross-court over to Cruz. Cruz tries to fire it underneath. And unable to pick it up was Michael Holst. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Bringing the basketball up. Morningside, they pass it down low to Jessica Teets. Teets, the give and go. And Lauren Lemkuhl finishes. She's got 2 points, and the Dort College defenders trail it 34-18. Right side with it is Chapman. Chapman driving all the way down to the baseline. Cut off. Pass out front to Bausma. Bausma, left side, Cruz. Cruz goes high post to Robin Blunt. Blunt with it on the right side, back over to Chapman. Chapman, three, swish. Abby Chapman with 5 points, and the defenders trail it 34-21. 34-21 our score. Morningside basketball. Braun, left side, down to the baseline is Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl's shot no good. Rebound controlled by Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt gives it off to Kim Cruz. Cruz will take it up the floor. Kim with the basketball in between the circles. She goes left side over to Bausma. Bausma picks up her dribble, goes to Chapman. Chapman taps it back over to Bausma. Bausma to Blunt. Blunt at the top of the key. Blunt goes down low for Holst. 10 to shoot for the defender. 6 on the game clock. That's 6 minutes, and Abby Chapman's going to be called for a travel on the crossover move. Turns the basketball over, and the Morningside Mustangs will have the basketball back. .559 left to go in this first half. Morningside 34, Dort College 23. Ackerman with the basketball at midcourt. Ackerman over to Wallenberg. Wallenberg to Bahansky, and Bahansky is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Dort College and number 25, Robin Blunt. For Robin, that is foul number one. Team foul number one on the defense in this half. So Morningside inbounds the basketball. Morningside leading by 11. 5:40 and counting. Left side, Ackerman. Ackerman with the basketball. Her shot no good, but the offensive rebound for Bahansky. Put back no good. Rebound controlled by Wallenberg. Wallenberg fires it back outside for Ackerman. Ackerman, three, misses everything but the bottom of the backboard. There for the putback attempt. Wallenberg. Wallenberg shot no good. And the rebound taken away by Dort College. Coming up with it is Kim Cruz. Cruz with it. Left side over to Chapman. Chapman with the ball on the wing. Chapman comes back over to Angbers. Angbers feeds it down low for Holst. Holst layup good. Michael Holst with 8 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 34-25. Three-pointer, quick three, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Dort College trailing by 9 and a chance to cut into the lead further. Cruz goes right side over to Chapman. Chapman with the ball. Chapman feeds it top of the key to Blunt. Blunt puts it on the floor with the left hand, lays it up, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Holst. Shot no good. Fires it back outside for Cruz. Dort College resets the offense. Angbers with it at the top of the key. 25 to shoot for the defenders. Fresh shot clock. Cruz to Holst. Holst into the lane. Her hook shot is good. Micah Holst with 10 points. Dort College trails by 7, 34-27. Right side it goes to Madison Braun. Braun to Bahansky. Bahansky on the left wing. Bahansky gives it off to Ackerman. Ackerman down to the baseline. Her jumper is good. Lexi Ackerman with 6 points, her first of the second quarter. And the Dort College defenders lead a trail 36-27 with 4:17 remaining in the first half. Right side pass over to Angbers. Angbers right side Chapman. Abby Chapman lets fly with a three. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Morningside. Wallenberg got it. She passes off to Ackerman. Changes coming for both teams at the next dead ball. Shot by Ackerman on the drive is up and good. Lexi Ackerman with 8 points. And the Dort College defenders trail by 11 again, 38-27, after they had it down to 7 moments ago. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Yep. Dort College basketball after the timeout. Dort College has used 2 timeouts already in this contest. with the basketball is Palama. Palama throws cross court over to Angbers. Angbers lets fly with a three from the corner. It's good. Paige Angbers with another three-point bucket to her credit this season. Dort College trails 38-30. Morningside basketball. Left side is Bachman. Bachman on the wing. Bachman comes back over to Ty. Ty to Bachman. Bachman into the corner. Wallenberg. Wallenberg shovels it outside to Corbett. Corbett throws one up from the free throw line, nearly banks it in. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Palama. Palama across the timeline. Palama won't give up on it. Passes left side. Angbers. Angbers three. Got it. Paige Angbers with back-to-back triples, and the Dort College defenders trail 38-33. 38-33 our score. Dort College as close as they have been in a while. 3 minutes remaining first half. Pass goes down low. With it is Corbett. Corbett crosses over. Her shot off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken down by Vreedvoet. Vreedvoet gives it up to Palama. Palama with the basketball. Alyssa Palama with it at the top of the key. Using up her dribble now. Fires it left side. Angbers, this time they'll match up with her. Comes back to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Puts it up underneath the basket. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Morningside. Morningside with the basketball. Ackerman. Ackerman, Wallenberg. Wallenberg sizes up a three, and she lets it go from well beyond the three-point line, and she knocks down her second three of the day. And the Morningside Mustangs back in front by eight again at 41-33. Right side is Chapman. Chapman picks up her dribble. She passes off to Angbers. Angbers lets fly with another three. This one off the mark, no good. Rebound, though, taken by Vreedvoet, but knocked away from her. Out of bounds, last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Paige Angbers to toss it in. Angbers looking, still looking. And she's going to be called for 5 seconds. A little quick on the 5 seconds call. I thought that with the Morningside play at the end of the first quarter. Obviously, with my allegiance to Dort, I wasn't going to complain there. This time, seemed like a quick five as well. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Right side pass with it is, they look for Corbett. They find Corbett on the give from Ty. Corbett turns in the lane. Her shot is good. Corbett with the two-point bucket. She's got four. That's her season average. And the defenders back down by 10, 43-33. Offside, Angbers. Page picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Palama. Palama, no-look pass underneath to Dieger. Shea Dieger with a two-point basket. Dort College trails by 8, 43-35. Up the floor with it is Ackerman. Ackerman to Wallenberg. Wallenberg gives it off to Bachman. Bachman with the basketball. Bachman to Ackerman. Ackerman with it at the top of the key. Ackerman on the give. It's tries to dump it down low for Wallenberg after the pick and roll. It's taken away by Chapman in College. Angbers catches it in stride. Thought about the three. Decides against it. They reverse it over to Chapman on the right side beyond the three-point line. Chapman underneath to Dieger. Shea with the basketball back over to Angbers. Angbers out front. Palama. 1 minute to go. First half. Left side pass. They get it back over to Palama. Palama with the ball. Palama gives it off to Angbers. Angbers three. Good. Paige Angbers with her third three. Dort College back to within five. 43-38. Morningside basketball. Driving left side is Bachman. Bachman shot no good. Rebound tipped out and taken away by Palama. Palama loses it. It's picked up by Chapman. 30 seconds remaining. Chapman puts it up, and we've got a blocking foul called on the Mustangs. Morningside's Brandon Ty whistled for the personal foul as she tried to slide over. Was unable to get in front of Chapman, more on the side of her, and gets whistled for the personal foul. Two free throws on the way for Abby Chapman. She's got a 2 of 3 and now a free throw. She's got another one coming, 13 for 13 to start the season this year from the free throw line. Bausma is in. Angbers is out. Checking into the contest is Michaela Augustine. 30.2 on the game clock, 30 seconds on the shot clock. So Morningside will be able to hold for the final shot if they can hang on to it. Second free throw by Chapman is up and good. She's now made 14 in a row to start the year. Dort College trailing 43-40, battling from behind. Morningside will walk it up. Ackerman will take it across the timeline. Ackerman guarded there by Bausma. Ackerman still guarded by Bausma, 18 to shoot. Dort College has fouls to give. And Bousma will be called for the personal foul. For Kenzie, that is foul number one. That's her second personal foul, beg your pardon. Team foul number two on the defenders in this half. That's in the quarter, I should say. Morningside basketball, they run the weave out front. Ball's on the floor, Bachman picks it up. 4 seconds remaining. Pass through the lane is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be North College basketball. And the defenders will get it back with 1.5 seconds remaining. And Vredvode will throw it in to Palama. Palama takes two dribbles, throws it up from beyond midcourt. Misses short, no good. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Morningside 43, North College 40. North College outscores Morningside 28-19 in the second quarter of play. North College trails by three as we go to the intermission. Back with more after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR. World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Morningside in women's basketball play 43-40 at halftime. Dort College has never led in this one. They fell behind 7-0 right out of the chutes and got down by as many as 14 at 24-10. The lead was still 13 at the start of the second quarter after a three-point basket by Morningside pushed it to 27-14, and it was up to 30-16 and 32-18 as well, and actually bulged all the way up to 16, 34-18 before North College began their comeback, outscoring Morningside 22-9 from that point forward, and they trail at halftime 43-40. North College was led in scoring by Paige Ingbers with 9 points. She hit three threes late. While the Morningside Mustangs are topped by Lexi Ackerman and Taylor Bohansky with 8 points apiece. Back with a look at the numbers from the first half of this women's basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, halftime numbers. Morningside 17-39 from the field, 43.6%. 7-15 on threes, 46.7%. 2-for-2 on free throws, 4-100%. For the defenders, they are 16 of 30 from the floor, 53.3%. 4 of 8 from the three-point line for 50%. 4 for 6 on free throws for 66.7%. Morningside holds a slight 19-18 rebounding edge. The Dort College defenders have turned it over 8 times to Morningside's 7. Individual totals, Dort College, 9 points from Paige Angbers, 3-for-5 from the three-point line. She's making over 40% of her three-point tries so far this season. 8 points for Micah Hulse, 7 for Kenzie Bousman, Abby Chapman. 4 points for Cassidy Vredvode, 2 for Shady Yeager, 2 for Alyssa Palama, 1 for Robin Blunt for their total of 40 points. For the Mustangs, 8 points each for Lexi Ackerman and Taylor Bohansky, 6 each for Madison Braun and Jessica Teets, 6 points for Jordan Wallenberg, 4 for Audra Corbett, 3 for Brandon Tye, and 2 for Lauren Lemkuhl for their total of 43 points. Michael Hulst has a team-high 7 rebounds to go with 8 points. 3 rebounds for Alyssa Palama and 2 for Abby Chapman. For the Mustangs, 7 rebounds for Jordan Wallenberg, 3 for Lauren Lemkuhl, 3 for Taylor Bohansky, 2 for Allison Bachman. Alyssa Palama credited with 6 assists in the first half of play. 2 each for Paige Angbers, Cassidy Vredvode, and 1 each for Robin Blunt and Kim Cruz for their total of 12 assisted baskets out of the 16 that they made in the first half. For the Mustangs, 2 assists each for Lexi Ackerman, Madison Braun, and Jordan Wallenberg. 2 steals for Jessica Teets. She leads all players in that category. Morningside has 5 steals. Dort College has 4 steals. They have 4 different players with 1 steal each. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5. FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive, and by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Coming up this week on KDCR, Friday, Dort College men's basketball as the defenders take on Ogallala Lakota Nation. That'll be part of the Sioux Center Classic, hosted by the defenders. 6 o'clock contest will be Northwestern versus Tabor. Tabor, a team that's undefeated, heading into a game tonight with Friends out of the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference. That'll be their third conference contest. And on Saturday, games begin at 1 o'clock with Northwestern versus Ogallala, while the Dort College defenders will be facing the Tabor Blue Jays Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the DeWitt Gymnasium. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with halftime scores from the conference and the second half of basketball from Sioux City right after this.
There are a lot.
Halftime scores in the conference look like this. All these women's basketball games. Northwestern leading Briarcliff 40-31. Nebraska Wesleyan leads Midland 33-21. Concordia over Doan at half, 38-33. Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty, 34-27. And Hastings on top of College of St. Mary, 45-26 in Women's Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. Game you're listening to, Morningside leads Dort College 43-40 at halftime. Both teams out of their huddles. Both teams set to begin play here in the second half. Dort College officially on break at the end of class today. Resuming classes next Tuesday. So nearly a full week off. Dort College with the basketball. A chance to cut the lead three-point lead down even further. It once was 16. Paloma with the basketball splits the defense. Nothing there. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz to the free throw line to Chapman. Dort College, two players in one location. The ball ends up in the hands of the Morningside Mustangs and Madison Braun. Braun hits a three. Madison Braun with her third three-point basket. She's got nine, and the Dort College defenders trail 46-40. Left side pass is Vredvoet. Vredvoet gives it up to Paloma. Paloma across the timeline. Paloma comes back over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Morningside extending their zone defense out, and we've got a reach around from behind called on Taylor Bahansky. Taylor Bahansky whistled for the personal foul. And for Bahansky, that is her second personal foul. Inbounding will be Cruz. Cruz, they get it in, intended for Hulst. It's taken away on the weak side, helped by Madison Braun. Braun with the basketball after Dort College tried to inbound it in the middle of the lane to Hulst. Hulst was unable to come down with it. Pass goes left side. With it is Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl fouled on the play. Paul's going to go on Dort College and number 35, Cassidy Vredvoet. Vredvoet whistled for her first personal foul. Ball is inbounded. Morningside Mustang basketball. They pass it in to Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl spins it in for Ackerman. Ackerman with a two-point left-handed shot as she wheels to the basket, and the Dort College defenders trail it 40-40. Chapman into the front court, five unanswered by the Mustangs. Dort College gets it across in front of the 10-second call. Left side pass goes over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz gives it up over to Chapman. Chapman on the right wing. Chapman picks up her dribble, passes left side back over to Paloma. Paloma with the ball. Paloma back out front. Chapman. Chapman trying to feed it underneath for Hulst, and it's out of her reach, out of bounds. It'll be Morningside basketball. So Morningside gets the basketball back. And the Mustangs will bring it into the forward court. Lexi Ackerman takes it across the timeline. Ackerman feeds it right side. Comes back over. Top of the key. Three on the way for Braun. Braun misses off to the side of the basket. Rebound taken down by Teets. Teets in traffic off of the glass. Good. Jessica Teets with 8 points. And the Mustangs have opened up a double-digit lead at 50-40. 50-40 our score. Pass goes left side over to Chapman. Chapman's shot from the wing, no good. Rebound taken down by Morningside. Morningside up the floor with it. Left side it goes to Madison Braun. Braun down to the baseline. Her shot, or pass deflected. gets it back, gets it over to Bahansky. Bahansky sets and fires. Her three is good. She's got 11 points. And Morningside has scored 10 in a row to start the second half. They've stretched a 3-point lead out to a 13-point advantage. And the North College defenders now have the basketball. Middle of the floor it goes to Braidvoet. Braidvoet puts it on the deck, takes it hard to the hoop, and she is fouled on the play. So Braidvoet will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot two. North College will shoot two free throws with Braidvoet doing the honors. Braidvoet, a 63% free throw shooter this season. First one is off the mark, no good. She's got another one on the way. That foul, by the way, charged to Jessica Teets. That's her first. 53-40 our score. Second free throw on the way for Braidvoet. This one's up and rattles it in. So Braidvoet makes one of two. And the defenders stop the 10-point run by the Mustangs. Mustangs have led by as many as 16 this evening. They had it at 13 moments ago. The free throw brings it back to 12. And Morningside has the basketball. Pass goes right side. This is Madison Braun. Braun to Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl to Bahansky. Bahansky on the right elbow. Kicks it into the corner. Three ball is up and down for Braun. Braun with four threes here in the ballgame. And Morningside has opened up a 56-41 advantage. Long pass into the front court. Chapman. Chapman lets fly with a 15-footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound Teets. Teets outlets. Morningside basketball. This is Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl passes left side to Bahansky. Bahansky down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes back out to the wing. Fires it cross court over to Ackerman. Ackerman over the basketball. Ackerman all the way down to the baseline. Tries to pass it to the opposite corner, and it's kicked away by Dort College's Paige Ambers. Inbounding the basketball will be Ackerman. Ackerman triggering, looking, throws over the top, and finds Braun. Braun with a hot hand here in the second half, but equaling that is Bahansky. Bahansky with her fourth three. She's got 14 for the game, and the defenders trail it, 59-41, largest lead of the ballgame for Morningside, and Cruz throws it behind Angbers. Turnover back to Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball, and Dort College needs a timeout. Morningside has started the second half on a 16-1 run, leading 59-41 with 6:24 remaining in the third quarter. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Well, all the Dort College defender labors in the first half to get it down to three at halftime, negated by a run here of the first 3 minutes and 36 seconds of the second half, a 16-1, and suddenly it's an 18-point lead for Morningside, and they've got the basketball looking to build. Ackerman, hesitation move, her shot no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Teets. Teets unable to finish it. Here comes Dort College. Robin Blunt gets the ball in the front court, corrals it, deep right corner, picks up her dribble. Left side pass, Angbers. Angbers three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out by Blunt. It'll be last touched by Dort College. Morningside gets the basketball back. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Morningside gets the ball back. 6 minutes remaining in the third period. So Morningside establishing control here at the start of the second half after the defenders made it close at halftime. Bahansky puts up another three, missed it, no good. A rebound taken away by Dort College and Micah Hulst. Hulst to Palama. Palama up the floor. Left side pass goes to Bausma. Bausma gives it up to DeJager. DeJager back over to Blunt. Blunt with the ball. Blunt comes back over to Bausma. Bausma feeds it in to Hulst. Hulst turns with the right hand. Her shot too strong, no good. Hit it off the side of the rim as well. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Ackerman has the basketball in between the circles. Ackerman over to Wallenberg. Wallenberg gives it up on the left side to Bahansky. Bahansky to Braun. Braun has had the hot hand along with Bahansky so far. Braun picks up her dribble on the right wing. Fires it underneath for Wallenberg. Reversal over to Braun, and Braun travels with it. Travel violation called on the Morningside Mustangs and Braun. Bahansky and Braun check out of the contest for Morningside. Ty checks in. Remaining on the floor is Lauren Lemkuhl. So the defenders, after the timeout, have held Morningside scoreless on the last couple possessions. Unable to score, though, themselves. We're still at 59-41. Bausma drives in, fires it up, no good, but a charging foul called on Kenzie Bausma. Bausma's just picked up her third personal foul in the process. 4:51 remaining in the third quarter. Pass inbounded to Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman will take it up for the Mustangs. Ackerman in between the circles. Ackerman driving, stops, looks outside. Three on the way. Is off too strong, no good by Lemkuhl. Rebound cleared by Blunt. Blunt gets it ahead to Palama. Palama, left side, Bausma. Bausma, Angbers. Angbers sets three, too short, no good. And the rebound is taken away on the weak side by Allison Bachman. Bachman with the basketball over to Ackerman. Kicks it right over to Rachel Hausch. Hausch with the three-point bucket, and Outdoor College trying to race back the other way, and the defenders turn it over. Here comes Morningside leading 62-41. Ackerman into the lane, spins, puts it off of the glass, no good. And the rebound is tipped away, out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Tristan Beaulieu, Beaulieu checks into the contest. Checking out will be Palama. Cruz checks in. Inbounding is Beaulieu. Beaulieu gets it in. Coming up with it is Hausch. Hausch, around the horn they go, left side, Beaulieu. Beaulieu to Ty. Ty at the top of the key, guarded by Vredvoet. Picks up her dribble. Dort College in man-for-man defense. Comes left wing over to Wallenberg beyond the three-point line. Back over to Beaulieu. Beaulieu splits the defense, drives in. Shot is up, no good, but she is fouled on the play. And Beaulieu will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. She did not play in the first half. She's a freshman from the Dakota Dunes. Free throw is on the way for Beaulieu. This one's up and good. So Beaulieu with her first point of the day. And the Dort College defenders lead 63-41. Another free throw coming. Morningside leads 63-41 after the missed free throw by Beaulieu. 3:37 remaining in this quarter. Dort College has had trouble putting the ball in the hoop. They've been outscored 20-1 so far in this quarter of play. We've still got 3:26 remaining. Robin Blunt puts it on the floor, and Beaulieu's called for the personal foul. It's foul number one on her. Abby Chapman throw it in for the defenders. Dort College down by 22. Left side pass to Chapman. Chapman back out front to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz gives it up. Left side to Angbers. Angbers 20 to shoot. Angbers left side, Cruz. Cruz three off the mark, no good. Rebound long taken down by Vredvoet. Vredvoet back to Angbers. Angbers splits the defense, lost it on the way up. Looking for someone to pass to. Reverses it outside to Cruz. Cruz to Blunt. Blunt off the bottom of the basket, no good. And the rebound is out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside inbounding the basketball. Wallenberg to throw it in. Beaulieu will bring it up. Beaulieu takes it across half court. Pass goes right side. This is Brandon Ty. Ty left wing over to Bachman. Bachman, they dump it underneath, and the layup is good. Two-point bucket for Rachelle Hausch. Hausch with five, and the Dort College defenders trail 65-41. Morningside amping up the defensive pressure here in the third quarter, and they've got a 22-1 advantage here in the fourth quarter to show for it. Picking up the dribble is Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz beats Vredvoet. Vredvoet on the right elbow. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz at the top of the key. Comes back to Vredvoet. Vredvoet puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Wallenberg. Wallenberg with the basketball. Wallenberg feeds it right side. Gets the return pass now. Puts up the long three and misses everything. She was asking for a touch call. There was none. The defender nowhere near it. Inbounding the basketball will be Dort College's Paige Angbers. Angbers inbounds to Palama. Palama with the basketball. Palama on the right side, races up the floor, fires up the shot off the side of the backboard, no good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Morningside basketball. Morningside driving up the floor, layup, lays it off for Corbett. Corbett will go to the free throw line and will shoot two. Audra Corbett will go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul's going to go on Angbers. Paige Angbers whistled for her first personal. So Corbett shooting two with her team up 65-41. Free throw is up and good. Corbett with another one on the way. Averaging 5 points per ball game is Corbett. Second free throw for Corbett is up and good. Corbett now with six. And the Mustangs continue this run. It started with a 10-0 run. Dort College broke it at 53-41. Now it's a 12-0 run for the Mustangs here in the third period of play. Pass comes back over to Palama. Palama three, rattles out, no good. Rebound corralled by Corbett in the middle of the lane. She passes it off to Ty. Ty goes right side. Swing it around, left wing to Brandon Ty. Ty back to Corbett. Corbett spins, puts it up with the left hand, no good against Hulst. Rebound taken away by Hulst. Hulst with the outlet pass, gets it away to Palama. Palama gives it up, comes back over to Angbers. Angbers right back over to Chapman. Chapman puts up a three, rattles it, good. Abby Chapman with a three-point basket, so there isn't a lid on the basket, evidently. Dort College trails 67-44. A 24-4 run by Morningside here in the third quarter. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound tipped around and taken down by Hulst. Hulst outlets to Palama, but they say that Hulst was out of bounds as she fired it outside to Palama. So the turnover gives the basketball back to Morningside with 36.6 seconds remaining in this quarter. Morningside inbounds the basketball. Shot no good by Vreedvoet. Vreedvoet corrals it. Cassidy Vreedvoet gets it away to Alyssa Palama. Palama up the floor, right side to Chapman, and stolen away by Bachman. 25 seconds to go, and Alyssa Palama comes out to meet the ball handler Bachman, and Palama is called for the personal foul. Alyssa whistled for her second personal foul. Free throws on the way for Allison Bachman. Bachman averaging 6.4 points per game for the Mustangs. So free throw on the way for Bachman is up and good. Bachman with another free throw on the way, trying to extend it to 25. Free throw is up, rattles out, no good. It's 68-44. Dort College over the basketball, 20 seconds remaining in the quarter. 15 seconds now. Kim Cruz out front, guarded by Beaulieu. Comes over to Chapman. Chapman to Hulst. Hulst deep right corner. Back to Chapman. Eight to shoot. Angbers will put up a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound weak side. Vreedvoet. Vreedvoet fouled on the play. That's foul number four on Morningside. Foul's going to go on Rachel Hausch, her first. 4.2 seconds remaining. Dort College inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it into Chapman. Chapman with it. Feeds it underneath. Ball's deflected out by Corbett. She comes up with it on the baseline, and that's the end of the quarter. Our score, Morningside 68, Dort College 41. Back with the fourth quarter of play right after this. Morningside with the basketball as we start the fourth quarter of play. Morningside in front comfortably 68-44, outscoring Dort College 25-4. In the third period, Dort College for the ball game, 40.5% shooting. Morningside, by comparison, 43.1% shooting. Morningside has gotten 16 more shots off from the floor, though, and there's your difference. Dort College plagued by turnovers here this evening against the Mustangs in Sioux City. Dort College with a basketball, 11 seconds on the shot clock. Chapman. Chapman feeds it to Cruz. Cruz into the lane, puts it up, blocked by Teets. Rebound Ackerman, pass in front to Braun. Braun lays it up with the right hand, good. Madison Braun with 14 points, and the defenders trail 70-44. 9 minutes remaining in the half, in the ball game. Left side pass goes over to Chapman. Chapman with it on the wing. Gives it off to Cruz. Cruz underneath Braidvoet. Braidvoet puts it up in traffic. Shot no good there for the rebound is Hulst. Hulst off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken down by Teets. Run out ahead to Bahansky. Bahansky working against Cruz. Puts it off of the glass, no good. Rebound, though, long taken down by Braun. Braun to Ackerman. Ackerman, three ball, good. Lexi Ackerman with 13, and the defenders trail 73-44. Cruz passes right side to Chapman. Chapman left side, Engbers. Engbers with it on the wing. It's been a long half for the defenders. 8:15 and counting remaining in the contest. Pass goes underneath Hulst. Hulst layup good. Micah Hulst with 10 officially. She had 8 at halftime. I had her down for 10, but the official numbers had her with 8. So now she's in double figures. York College trailing 73-46. Pass goes high post to Teets. Teets, right side, Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl, jumper, good. Lemkuhl with 4 points, and the defenders trail 75-46. 7:40 and counting left to go. Chapman has it, picks up her dribble, looking. Chapman feeds it underneath to Hulst. Hulst. Hulst with it, right hand, gets it to rim around and go through. Micah Hulst with 12 points. Stuart College trails 75-48. Into the front court is Ackerman. Ackerman left side to Bahansky. Bahansky comes back over to Braun. Braun with it. Braun to Ackerman. Ackerman feeds it off to Teets. Teets off of the glass, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz left side, Engbers. Engbers out front, Cruz. Cruz goes back over to Chapman. Chapman to Braidvoet. Braidvoet puts it up, and she is fouled on the play by Teets. Jessica Teets whistled for her second personal. 75-48 our score. Morningside in front. Blunt will check in. Bausma will check in. Inbounding the basketball is Robin Blunt. Blunt throws it in. No one in particular. It's taken away by Madison Braun. Braun over the basketball. Braun passes left side. Ackerman. Ackerman three on the way. Good. Lexi Ackerman with 16. And the Morningside lead is 78-48. Left side pass goes over to Bausma. Bausma with it on the wing. Bausma gives it off to Engbers. Paige Engbers with the basketball. Paige Engbers to Blunt. Blunt has it stripped. It's taken back by Ackerman. Ackerman with the basketball. Ackerman driving in. Stripped by Engbers on the way up. And Bahansky unable to save it in as she was out of bounds when she contacted it. And the Morningside Mustangs will send 5 new players into the game. Bahansky checks out along with Ackerman. On the floor for the Mustangs, Beaulieu, Ty, Bachman, Hausch, and Wallenberg. For the defenders, out front is Palama. She's got Bausman and Engbers on the left and right wings, respectively. And a foul called on Morningside's Brendan Ty. Micah Hulst and Robin Blunt also on the floor with the defenders. 78-48 our score. Morningside in front comfortably. Left side pass goes over to Kenzie Bausma. Bausma at the free throw line. Bausma fires it up. Too strong off of the glass. Rebound controlled by Morningside. Coming up with it is Beaulieu. Beaulieu with it across the half-court stripe. Comes back left side over to Hausch. They dump it down low. Spin move into the lane by Wallenberg. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Robin Blunt. Blunt over to Palama. Palama up the floor. Comes back to Bausma. Bausma lost it on the pass. Here comes Morningside in transition. Left side is Bachman. Bachman to Wallenberg. Wallenberg misses the shot. Rebound controlled by Morningside. And now goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside has outscored Dort College 35-8 here in the second half, turning a three-point advantage at halftime into a 30-point advantage. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Engberts on the left side. She outlets over to Kim Cruz. Here come the defenders. Chapman back in the ballgame for the defenders. Chapman gives it up to Cruz. Cruz left side to Engberts. Engberts with the ball. Engberts into Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Puts it up. Blocked from behind. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. So Dort College inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it in over the top to Engberts. 13 to shoot. Under 5 minutes to go in the half. That's in the ball game. Pass down low goes to Micah Hulst. Kick out pass back over to Chapman. Chapman to Blunt. Blunt jumper in the lane off the mark. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Morningside. Rachel Hausch passes left side. Nothing there. Comes back out. Three on the way is off the top of the backboard. Hits the support cable. And the defenders will now have the basketball. Dort College leading 78-48. Morningside leading Dort College 78-48. Dort College with the basketball. Left side pass goes to Engberts. Engberts out front to Cruz. Cruz goes back over to Chapman. Dort College down 30. Pass goes into Hulst, and Hulst is going to be called for a charging foul. Micah Hulst whistled for the personal, her second. 4:22 remaining. And Morningside gets the basketball back. Beaulieu in between the circles. Pass goes left side, Wallenberg. Wallenberg at the free throw line. Wallenberg trying to back her way in against Vredevode. Kick out pass, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken on by Chapman. Chapman with the basketball over to Cruz. Cruz with it in between the circles. She passes left side to Engberts. Engberts gives it up Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Cruz, bounce pass down low, Vredevode. Vredevode, kick out pass, Engberts. Engberts, three, is up and good. Paige Engberts with her fourth three of the ball game, first of the second half, and the defenders trail 78-51. 3:33 and counting, ball game. Morningside basketball, they pass it underneath for Wallenberg. And a foul called on Wallenberg, whistled for a hook underneath. Foul number two on her, she'll check out. Corbett will check in. So Dort College will bring the basketball up. In the backcourt, the defenders, Engberts to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Dump it down low for Hulst. Hulst with the right hand, missed it, no good. And the rebound is taken away. Here comes Beaulieu. Beaulieu across half court. Beaulieu passes left side over to Bachman. Bachman drives in. Her layup is good. Three for Bachman. And the defenders trail 80-51. 2:55 and counting. Right side, Engberts. Left, it goes back over to Cruz. Cruz to Vredevode. Vredevode off the glass, good. Cassidy Vredevode with 7 points. And the defenders trail 80-53. 80-53, our score. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken down by Dort College and Micah Hulst. Hulst gets it away to Kim Cruz. Cruz right side to Engberts. Engberts to Chapman. Chapman on the right side. Chapman gives it up to Hulst. Hulst puts it on the floor once with the right hand. Shot no good. Chases down her own offensive rebound. And hands it off to Chapman. Chapman to Vredevode. Vredevode to Engberts. Engberts another three. She's got five. Five threes for Engberts. Dort College trails 80-56. Engberts knocking down her second three of the half. Shot by Corbett in the lane is good. Corbett wheels into the lane. She's got 8 points. Morningside leads 82-56, under 2 minutes to go in the contest. Pass goes to Chapman. Chapman gives it up out front. Cruz, Cruz, Engberts, Engberts, another three. It's good. Paige Engberts with three threes in the first half, three in the second half. And the Dort College defenders trail it 82-59. Engberts with 9 points on the last three possessions for the defenders. Corbett knocks down a 12-footer from the left baseline for Morningside. She's got 10. And the defenders trail it 84-59. Cruz goes right side to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman picks up her dribble, comes back over to Kim. Left side it goes Angbers. Angbers ball fake. Nothing there. Gets it back over to Cruz. Cruz three from the left corner. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Corbett. Corbett gets it ahead to Beaulieu. Beaulieu with the basketball. Beaulieu right side to Ty. Ty to Bachman. Bachman drives in. Her shot no good. Rebound Corbett. Corbett shot in the lane. No good. Rebound taken down by Morningside and Bachman. Bachman to Corbett, and Corbett travels with it. So Corbett travels with the basketball. Shady Yeager checks into the contest along with Kenzie Bausma. Angbers will inbound the basketball, 37.6 seconds remaining. Morningside leading 84-59. Angbers with it, back over to Cruz. Cruz to Bausma. Bausma with it on the wing. Bausma comes back over to Cruz. Zone defense applied here by Morningside. Pass comes back over to Blunt. Robin Blunt splits the defense, lays it up with the right hand. No good. Rebound taken down by Corbett. Morningside will walk it up. Beaulieu will take it up the floor. And it looks like she will take the air out of the basketball. Dribbles it out front. Morningside content to run out the clock. Leading 84-59, under 10 seconds to go. Now 5. Dribbling out front is Augustine. Augustine guarded by Cruz, and that's the end of the ballgame. Our final score, Morningside 84, Dort College 59. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Sioux City right after this. If you're wondering, we are about 35 minutes away from the start of the men's contest, so we will not start early. That will tip off at 8 o'clock as scheduled. Women's contest, one good half and then another half where, you'd like to forget about it if you're Dort College. Morningside built a 16-point lead in the first half of play, leading 34-18 through the midpoint of the second quarter. Dort College proceeded to outscore Morningside 22-9 to cut the lead down to 43-40 at halftime. It was as close as Dort College would get. Morningside would go on a 10-0 run to start the second half. Dort College got a free throw to make it 53-41. Morningside proceeded to outscore Dort College, go on another 14-0 run this time to lead 67-41, and it was a 68-44 ball game at the end of the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, not much changed. Dort College not able to rally. Morningside held them off. The highlight, Paige Angbers hits three straight threes to make it somewhat respectable. Dort College loses by a final score of 84-59 in this women's college basketball game. Let's take another break and we'll be back with a rundown of the numbers from tonight's contest right after this. Postgame numbers are as follows for the teams. Dort College 23-58 shooting, 39.7%. 8-18 from the three-point line for 44.4%. 5-8 on free throws, 62.5%. For the Morningside Mustangs, 32-77 from the floor, 41.6%. 14-27 shooting from the three-point line, 51.9%. 6-8 on free throws, 75%. Morningside out-rebounds Dort College, 44-38. Turnovers Dort College, 21. Morningside, 11. Morningside all totaled had 16 offensive rebounds to Dort College's 8, so they were plus 8 in that category, and they were plus 10 in turnovers. That results in a significant number of field goals. On the positive side of things for Morningside, they get 19 more field goals off from the floor than Dort College, and the Morningside Mustangs take advantage of that on the way to the 84-59 win. Steals, Morningside at 13. The Dort College defenders had 4. Let's take another break and we'll be back with a look at the individual numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College tonight led in scoring by Paige Angbers, 6 of 12 from the floor, 6 of 11 on threes for 18 points. Michael Halst had 12 points on 6 of 13 shooting. Abby Chapman had 10. 7 points each for Cassidy Braidvoet and Kenzie Bausma. Two for Alyssa Palamont, two for Shady Yeager, one for Robin Blunt for their total of 59 points. For the Mustangs, they were led by Lexi Ackerman with 16 points. Taylor Bahansky and Madison Braun had 14 points apiece. Audra Corbett came off of the bench to score 10. Jessica Teets had 8 points for the Mustangs, 6 for Jordan Wallenberg, 5 for Rachel Hausch, 3 for Allison Bachman, 3 for Brandon Tye, and 1 for Tristan Beaulieu for their total of 84 points. The defenders were led by Micah Hulst in rebounding. She had a game-high 15 rebounds, 4 offensive and 11 defensive. 6 rebounds for Cassidy Braidvode, 4 for Robin Blunt. 3 each for Alyssa Palama and Abby Chapman, 2 by Kim Cruz. For the Mustangs, 10 rebounds for Jordan Wallenberg, 5 each for Rachel Hausch, 5 for Allison Bachman, 5 for Audra Corbett, 4 each for Jessica Teets and Lauren Lemkuhl, 3 for Taylor Bahansky, and 2 for Lexi Ackerman and Madison Braun. Morningside's Lexi Ackerman had a team-high 6 assists. Madison Braun had 5, 2 each for Taylor Bahansky, Jessica Teets, Lauren Lemkuhl, and Jordan Wallenberg. 4 steals for Madison Braun for the Mustangs. For the defenders, Alyssa Palama had 7 assists to lead all players. Cassidy Braidvode had 4, 2 for Paige Engbers. 4 different players had 1 steal each for the defenders. Micah Hulst credited with 3 blocked shots. No sign of Coach DeWitt Severson at this point. Guessing she got cornered by some newspaper folks in attendance here at the Rosen-Verdorn Center. If she makes an appearance before the women's men's contest begins, we'll get our post-game comments from Coach DeWitt Severson. Otherwise, we will turn the page and head into the men's contest. We'll take another break and be back with a look at what else is happening around the Great Plains Athletic Conference today, right after this.
God's present.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. See if there are any women's basketball scores in as finals other than this women's contest between North College and Morningside, 84-59. The final score, Morningside over Dort College. Dakota Wesleyan defeats Mount Marty 72-47. And Nebraska Wesleyan defeats Midland by a final score of 69-59 in women's basketball play earlier today. Concordia leads in their contest with Doan late 67-64, and Northwestern leads Briarcliff 71-58. With a little under 4 minutes to go in that contest. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And Coach Katie DeWitt Severson has made her way out after this evening's contest. And Coach, obviously, not the way you want to draw this up heading into the Thanksgiving break, taking on the number one team in the country, but for 20 minutes this evening, really battled within 3 at halftime. A lot of bright spots, especially to close that first half of play.
Yeah, I thought we had a good finish to the first half, especially after we struggled a little bit offensively in the first quarter. I thought our girls came back, they dug in, they fought, they executed really well, and it got us back in the game. It showed some toughness in the first half, but unfortunately it didn't translate into the second half.
Second half, Morningside put together a run right away. I believe it was a 10-0 run at one point. Something they were doing defensively, did they change things up at halftime? You didn't feel like you executed. I can tell from your comments already you feel that was at least a part of the problem. Anything else that contributed to that?
Yeah, they definitely started to take away the high post hard, and then when we switched our offense again, our girls really didn't get it set. They weren't patient enough to wait for it, and that was really disappointing to see. I also thought we were really casual. We were casual with the ball. We were casual on defense. We let them get easy shots. And when you're playing the national champions, you can't let them take easy shots, and you can't take any play off.
In the fourth quarter, when you're down 25, 30 points, what are you looking for out of your team in that final 10 minutes?
I just said, what kind of team are we going to be? Are we going to be a team that's going to roll over and die and get beat by 30 or 40, or are we going to try and fight and play this quarter as even as we can? And I still thought we were casual. I was hoping that we could put together a little bit more of a quarter like our second quarter, but we did find some bright spots. I thought Micah Holst had a good game. I thought Paige Ingbers had a really nice game. And I think that just means we have to take a look at our lineup and see who's tough enough to compete.
Moving forward, a couple exhibition contests coming up with Augustana on Saturday, Northern State and Aberdeen on Monday of next week, and then back into conference play. How do you handle the next couple of days with Thanksgiving factored in on Thursday as well? What happens with your team over the next few days?
Well, I think our girls are going to get a much-needed mental break over the next couple of days, you know, with everything piling on with school and basketball and conference season getting underway. I think the break is going to be nice for them. Concerning the exhibition games, we're really trying to use those as opportunities to grow against really tough teams. We know that we have some people coming up. We've got Morningside against Stowe. We've got Concordia twice. We've got Hastings. We've got Briarcliff. We've got a lot of tough teams on our schedule. And so to play tough competition like Northern and Augustana, I think will help us in the long run. It will definitely make us a little bit better. It will help us understand where we need to be a little bit more sharp and disciplined. But our goal is to get better and to have a little bit of fun while we're doing it.
Anything else you'd like to add before we close down the women's portion of the broadcast, Coach?
I just hope we can come out a little bit better after break.
That's Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson talking about tonight's matchup between Dort College and Morningside in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Dort College on the short end of an 84-59 decision here this evening. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.